بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the issue of dua and we are looking at the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah concerning Ramadan Al-Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. Let him ask me and I will give him. Let him ask me and I will give him. Let him obey me and let him have iman in me and he will be rightly guided. So we are looking at this ayat in stages, and yesterday we talked about the value and importance of dua. Today I want to give you a quick one about how to make dua, because we understand the value of dua, alhamdulillah, but what is the best way to make dua? Who is the best one to tell us what is the best way to make dua? The one who accepts the dua, right? For example, if you want to write an application for a job, right? So one is, you write the application, you do it in the best way you know, so on, so on. Maybe you ask some friend of yours and so on, so forth. How do I write application? He will teach you. But how about if the person to whom the application is to be submitted, if that person tells you, write like this, then you can't go wrong, because that is the one to whom it is going and he is telling you how to write it. So you write like that, it is automatically accepted. So who is the one to whom dua is being made? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us about how to make dua? We have the most beautiful ayat in Surah Maryam about the dua and the method of dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. So first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Zakariya alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very soft and quiet voice, nida and khafiyya, almost hidden, quiet voice. There was a man in Masjid Nabawi Sharif who came and he was making dua, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped him. He said, Allah is not deaf. He said, your Rabb is not deaf. You don't have to shout like this. Have dignity in dua. So it is the adab of dua to make dua softly, not loudly. Right? I mean, you can say it in a way where if you are making dua, istema'i, for example, then you can say it in a way where people are hearing it. If you're using a mic and so on, it's fine. But the adab of dua is to ask softly, because who am I? I'm a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A slave does not raise his voice in front of his master. He goes very respectfully with a lot of humility and humbleness. So nida and khafiya, small voice. Then what did Zakariya alayhi salam do? He spoke about his own weakness and his own problems. He said, Ya Allah, I have become old. My bones have become weak. My hair has become white. Right? My wife, she is over the age of childbirth. She cannot have babies. She cannot have children because she is menopause, she is old. So second rule of making dua is age, humbleness, humility, brokenness. Go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show your helplessness to Allah. Ya Allah, I am nothing, I am not you, I am less than nothing. Ya Allah, I disobeyed you knowingly. I knew it was wrong, but I still did it. But Ya Allah, if you don't cover me with your mercy, where will I go? I have nowhere to go. I am helpless. I have nowhere to hide. I have no one who can help me against you. My rope with you, my connection with you, if you cut it, I'm finished. This is the reality. This is our reality. This is our reality. Put that before Allah. And find your own words. This is the beauty of those who make dua, who are connected with Allah. Talk to Allah. Talk to Allah. Because هو الحي القيوم هو السميع البصير هو عليم بذات الصدور. He is living, he is established, he hears and he sees, he knows what is in our hearts. There is nothing that is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. في السماوات والأرض. So tell Allah your story. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own words. And then what did Zakariya alayhi salam do? Then Zakariya alayhi salam made a dua which on the face of it, logically speaking, is impossible. Zakariya alayhi salam said, give me a waris. Give me an heir. Give me a child. He did not say, give me a second wife. From that second wife, give me a child. No, no, no. No second wife. From the same old woman who cannot have babies. I don't care. You are the one who took out a female pregnant camel from a rock. Eh? Salih alayhi salam. What was the miracle they said? They said, let your God produce a camel which is pregnant from this mountain. Allah did this. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can produce something out of a rock, what is the difficulty about a child from a woman? And Zakariya alayhi salam had already seen what happened with Maryam alayhi salam. He had seen how she used to get rizq from Jannah. And he is himself a Nabi. He knows Allah. He has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, give me a waris. So what is the third thing now we learn from in terms of making dua? That when you make dua, when you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put your weakness and put your helplessness before Allah. But when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not put any limits on what you ask. Sayyid Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha said, do not put boundaries on Allah because the treasures of Allah have no boundaries. So when you make dua, thought will come, no, no, but you know, I'm making dua for somebody to be cured from cancer. But we know that this particular cancer, there is no cure. And the doctors are saying this. And this report, I just did a scan. The scan is saying this. No, no, no. No. Whether to accept your dua as you ask and give the cure or not give the cure, this is with Allah. But when you ask, you say, Ya Allah, cure it. Cure it because you can cure it. Cure it because only you can cure it. Cure it because nobody other than you can cure it. Cure it, I am asking you because I am asking you. Do it because I am asking you. I am your slave. I don't ask anyone and you are the witness that I do not ask anyone. This is the power of Tawheed. Eh? This is the power of Tawheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when the Muwahid, when the person who is on Tawheed, when he asks Allah with that as the wasila, Oh Allah, I do not worship anyone. Who is the witness? Anta. Anta shahid. Allahumma inni ushiduk. Wa ushidu hamalata arshik. Wa malaikatik. Wa jamiya khalqik. Annaka antallah. La ilaha illa ant. Wahdak. لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. This is our deen. Who are we making witness? Allah Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu. The Hamalini Arsh.
The massive malaika who hold the arsh. All the malaika. All the makhluk, everything we know and everything we don't know. That Allah is Allah. Wahdak. Alone. La sharika lak. You have no one to share that. No shareholders, no partners in your glory, your majesty, your power, your khudrat. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your Rasul. Alayhi salam, last and final after whom there are no Rasul and no Anbiya. So when the Muwahid, when the Muslim asks with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Will give. Ask and see. Think about that one thing in your life which is not happening. Put that in front and say, Ya Allah, you made that man in the masjid say this. If he was speaking the truth, make this happen for me. Inshallah, Mustad, my Rabb will do it for you. Ask with complete certainty. When Zakariya alayhi salam is asking for a waris, he doesn't have doubts. Ya Allah, give me. How you give me what? That's your look. I don't, Allah didn't say ask me and then tell me how to do it. No. How do I know how to do it? I don't know. If I knew, I would do it myself. Why am I asking you? I'm asking you because I don't know. I'm asking you because my mind has stopped. I'm asking you because all my ways and means and abilities are finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khudrat starts at our point of complete helplessness. We tried everything. Nothing works. This is the end of our abilities. That is where the khudrat of Allah starts. Yeah? When we reach the end of the light of all that we know and are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is to know that one of two things will happen. There will be something firm to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla jalla. So this is the way to make dua. Number one, softly, humbly, with humility. Number two, put your own helplessness in front. Brokenness. Number three, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep him with his majesty and grace. Don't put boundaries. Don't put conditions. Don't bring your doubts into that. No doubt. And then when you ask with complete certainty that my Rabb can give me. Khalas. And keep on asking and keep on asking and keep on asking. Be like a little child, you know, the small little children, especially 1 year old, 2 year old. If that one decides he wants something, he will make your life miserable. He will not let you sleep. He won't let you do anything. He will be in, you know, he will scream and yell and roll on the ground and cry and he will grab you and whatever. Urdu bolte zid karo. Urdu people won't know. In Urdu, we say zid karo. Zid again is Arabic word. Zid means to do again and again and again, right? Chhodne ka nahi Allah ko. Zid karo. That is the way to ask Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you to ask in a way which He is pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes those who ask again and again. Allah is the only one who likes those who ask. Ask Allah again and again. Ask Allah to enable you to ask Him in a way that He likes. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the words that will reach Him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you that which you thought was impossible. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you His khudrat and His power and His glory and His majesty and His mercy and His forgiveness in your life. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you always in His protection and to support you with His strength and His glory and majesty and make you into symbols of His qurb. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include you among His awliya and to make you those who will be called by name when you meet Him on the Day of Judgment. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ